Back to Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen means born to ski this time of year. Joe Hagenmiller, the head coach of the men's and women's Nordic ski teams, with us. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Dirk?
This is great. We are, let's see, John D. What did John D. tell me today? We are above, we are already about 40 inches over average this time of year. That's good news for Nordic skiing.
Well, it's good news for Nordic skiing, but boy, it's bad news for snowblowers. Well, I mean, if you're in the business of snowblowers, it's good, but when it comes to running your snowblower in the driveway, it gets to be a little bit much.
How's your snow removal going?
Oh, well, on Sunday there we had the race, and there was plenty of snow removal to do, but I was able to just blow the car out of the garage and get there. So it's going okay.
Well, Joe, another weekend at home on the Tech Trails with skiing, and I'm guessing the conditions, especially on Sunday, were pretty tough with the amount of snow we were getting as the races were going on.
Yeah, it was surprisingly actually good for the amount of snow that we had. I was actually expecting that there'd be tracks that were buried and you wouldn't be able to see where they were and you'd be hitting them and be getting knocked off balance, but there was actually some firm tracks that you could see where they were. The groomers did just a fantastic job they do a fantastic job all the time, but they really knocked it out of the park on Sunday. So the conditions were really pretty good. It was a little bit tough waxing with all that new snow. What will happen is as you try to kick down with your classic skiing, the snow will shear off of the other snow underneath it a little bit. So sometimes you think you need more kick than you really do and maybe get your skis going a little bit slower. But as the athletes get more experience, they get better and better with that.
Well, talk about the weekend and second real race with the team this season, second couple of races, and chance to maybe get a little bit more experience as we have this early snow.
Oh, yeah, the early snow has been providing just great training, and these races, they're really good for us to see where we're stacking up against Northern. Northern is perennial power. So we're getting closer and closer to them each weekend, I think. And really, generally, I think as we train, Northern probably trains with a little bit more intensity throughout the fall than we do. I mean, we do the same amounts of intensity as far as the number of days, but I think each day they might do an extra interval or two. We're a little bit more conservative here, so I think it takes us a little bit longer to kind of get into things and be ready to go 100%. And we're getting closer and closer each weekend, so I'm happy with what I'm seeing.
You've got Wausau Ski Festival this weekend. Talk about what kind of contingent you'll take down there.
I have no idea. I think they've got some natural snow, but I think we're going to be skiing primarily on man-made snow. And I've never been to the venue before, but I've heard some good reports, and that the race organization is relatively ambitious as far as doing things right. So I'm hopeful that we have some good competitions. It'll be fun for our athletes to get a chance to do a sprint race. We don't get to do a lot of those, but they're definitely exciting days for the athletes, the coaches, and the spectators. So it should be a real good experience, and it should be, a good way for us to go into the break with some fast racing and then take some time for Christmas and then head to Utah.
Yeah, that was my next question. What kind of schedule will you have for your team? How many days will they get off after Saturday's races?
What do you mean by days off? do you mean days away from the coach?
Yes,
or days
away from you, Joe.
Oh, days away from me. They'll get away from me from Monday through probably the 31st of January is when
December.
Coach Joda and I will catch back up with them in Utah.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, Joe.
You got any special plans for the for Christmas, Joe?
I'm going to head down to Marquette, Nishping, with my family, and we're going to see the outlaws, is what we sometimes call the in-laws in our family. So we'll hang out with them for a while, and then come back up here. And I know my family's looking forward to seeing my brother-in-law, who lives down in Florida now, who will be home for Christmas.
Well, that's great. Great, and we'll have a good time with the Outlaws.
Okay.
And I hope they don't listen to this show.
It's a good thing.
I don't think they can get the mix down there.
Well,
coming.
That's all on the internet.
Yeah, it's
though,
a good Joe. Thing we don't put it on the internet or anything.
Joe, have a great Christmas, and good luck this weekend.
Okay.
Bye. Joe Heckenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ. You just never know what you're going to get out of Joe.
You don't.
I know. That's what makes it fun. Michigan Tech basketball this weekend at home against Wisconsin Parkside, 1-3. If you can't make the games, Mitch Lake will have the call for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. No hockey this weekend. Everybody getting set for the big GLI outdoor tournament.
So, yeah, after Saturday, we are off until Friday the 27th as the Huskies take on Michigan State in the GLI semifinal, Dirk. So, won't be on next week with Drive Time. We'll be on probably 2 weeks from today. We'll have to check the schedule on that. That'd be New Year's Eve, but so we'll figure that out. But looking forward to the weekend, Dirk, and obviously the GLI, and wish you and yours a Merry Christmas.
Same to you and yours, Wes. We appreciate it. And that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.